Dean, your reaction first of all to the defeat this evening?
It's a hard one, really. We had a lot of ball. I just think at the moment we're not helping ourselves at all in both 18-yard box, in between 18 to 18. We had an awful lot of possession today, a lot of passing, good phases of play. Attacking-wise, when we created opportunities, we weren't clinical enough with them. And then when they take them, that's why they're top of the league. They were clinical.
You spoke to me after the Burton game and that you said that you almost handed Burton all three goals. Are you frustrated in the way that the goals came about tonight?
Yeah, we are. I mean, look, anybody who was here can see that. The first one, the second phase of it, it's a deflection, it loops. That's when you need a little bit of luck. And when it's landed on somebody who's 6'5" in the box and he's just on the back post, you need that little bit of luck, but it's the first phase. It's a throw-in. We've not got tight enough to the throw-in. And they've not really worked anything. There's two players within the area and they both just held their hands up. But we've got to get to a point. I keep going about learning and developing, but it's got to start sinking in, and our opportunities will start changing, and other players will get the opportunity to come in and play for this football club.
And the real kick in the teeth, really, was the short corners. A few short corners today, and of course they go up the other end and score.
Yeah, look, it's something we've worked on, something we're looking at, and it worked. And it's just, look, Kinsey's touch wasn't good enough, and then as it sat up, he's got to think damage limitation. What we wanted to happen didn't happen, and as I said, he's got to think damage limitation. The ball has to be better in the box, and he's not got no connection on the ball, and it's within 10 seconds end up in the back of our net. It's come from our mistakes again.
In terms of positives, you are playing very, very good teams at the moment. We'd expect Portsmouth and Sunderland to be up there, and you did hold your own throughout, you know, large parts of this game. The end of the first, I've started the second, you were the better team.
Yeah, look, as you said, it's football's all about moments, and clinical moments. We weren't clinical enough with our moments. If repeating words, we start second half, Gino has a great chance, opportunity, and he puts it over, and then a couple of minutes later we have a corner, but it ends up in the back of our net. And as I said, we have to be better now. It has to start sinking in. We've been beat by opposition, probably not. Other than the Burton game first half, we're not helping ourselves. We're shipping in goals, and it's coming from mistakes. There's no one earning a goal against us at the moment, and that's not the back four's accountability, that's the whole team, and as you've seen for the second goal today.
You mentioned the back four and the whole team. I've mentioned already you're playing good teams in like Sunderland and Portsmouth, but again, it's that stat in terms of letting two goals in again. It's happened quite a lot now, 9 in the last 10, I think.
Yeah, we're not giving ourselves a chance to win a football match, and you can't be expected to go and win, score three goals all the time. And as I said, when you're not being as clinical in the opposition's 18-yard box and you're chipping goals in your own 18-yard box, you're giving yourself an uphill task straight away, and that's what we've done tonight.
In terms of the decisions you made before kickoff, in that Kane Wilson and Morgan Ferrier coming into the lineup today, what was your thinking behind that? Why were they given the chance today?
Just looking at them and how they operate, and you know what, they're very efficient on what they do. They're well drilled and well organised, and that's why they're up there. And I just thought, for us, it was a possibility that we could catch them on a break. We're going to get put under pressure. There's going to be a lot of balls being hit up to Hawkins, and if we can make that pass and play down the sides of their centre half, we had a lot of pace and power in the team. And there's phases in the first half when we broke and we've done really well, got into good areas. As I said, we just didn't help ourselves.
In terms of Zeli Ismail not playing tonight and Josh Ginelli limping off in the second half, what sort of diagnosis can you give them ahead of a big FA Cup time
no,
Saturday?
Gino's took a tackle off three players right at the end of the first half. It's not a penalty, I've seen it back. He was a great tackle by Thompson, and he's just the connection, his ankle's got underneath him. We'll see how that settles over the next few days, and Zeli felt his groin against Sunderland at the weekend, so we'll see how that settles down as well.
Because Kane got a yellow card for a penalty claim, didn't he, up the other end? What were your thoughts on that one?
I find it amazing, because he's booked Kane, but he doesn't book their player in the first half. So, you know what? You've got a bit of consistency, and that's what drives managers, coaches crazy. You know what? If he deems it as a dive, and he thinks Kane's dive, that's absolutely fine. But he doesn't pull their player. And I'm not saying I won't get players booked or anything like that, but this is where you look at consistency of the officials, and you don't get any. It's like George Dobson, referee plays on, but then the fourth official gives it and then decides to get him booked. And he said he's got involved from a decision that's 20 yards from here. But then in the first half, one of our players gets brought down on the edge of their 18-yard box, and he said, I agree with you, I think it's a foul. Mm. But he won't get involved when something's about 35 yards away, but he will at 20 yards. That's where we get frustrated.
Yeah, the luck will turn, hopefully. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon on the appeal for penalty as well. Have you seen that one again?
I've not had a chance to see that one in the first half. It's something we'll look back at on tonight and over tonight and over the next few days. Look, it is what it is. we're frustrated, but we've got a big game at the weekend, and all being well, we can give the fans something to be happy of and build on what have been decent performances, as I said, from 18 to 18 of the last two games, and all being well, we can get ourselves in the next round of the at.
And when the positives stay in the warm-up, I think Joe Edwards took part. Is that just help building back into the...
Look, he's not far. He's ahead schedule. We don't want to rush him, as this game's coming up over the next few weeks. And as I said, he's a proper pro. He's a good man, player to have around. And that's why he's came down with us here. He can have an input. And his input since day one this season has not really been on the pitch. He's just been around the place and been around the team. And as I said, he's a proper pro. And he'll be looking at signing for us come January.
It's fair to say, because he comes on most of the away trips, doesn't he, I think? Is that fair to say? That shows
yeah,
what
look,
character
Yeah, look, he's,
is, really.
You know what, from when I got the day I got the job, even at last season, and the eight games, difficult eight games that we went into, I can't speak highly enough of him. He's a proper pro. He's probably an old school one. Football's changing now with how players are, but Joe's very much a throwback, and he's got a voice, and he leads, not by his... conducts himself around the place, but also with a voice. And as I said, he'll be a great addition for us come around the January time.
Lovely, thank you.